to the weekend, weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, forget about the weekend. I'm looking forward to right at this moment. Welcome to the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It is right at this moment that we are making history here in Nevada. We, the people, not political parties, doesn't matter what affiliation you are, we, the people of Nevada, are sick and tired of being trounced on by a governor who was elected to, well, when you're elected governor, you know what? It shouldn't matter what political party you are. What should matter is what you do for all of the people of Nevada. I'm sorry. All of the American citizens of Nevada in this state. Not the people here illegally, not the people here who have paid you from other states to do their bidding. The people of Nevada. That's why Fight for Nevada was started. That's why they have worked so hard to jump through hoops, to scrap things and start all over again, to get the job done and to get it done right, to recall Governor Sisolak. Let's go to Barney Wadley and get an update of where the group is this morning. I am so, due to circumstances, I was unable to be there live, but listen to the crowd. Barney, where are you at right now?
Right now, we are in the lobby of the Secretary of State Elections Division, and we are with the Secretary of State Representative, which is Troy Casa. And we are just waiting to go into the conference room right now and present our letter of intent.
Now, what did you have to start with this morning? You had to get the letter notarized?
Yes, we did. We got the letter notarized, and we have come down to the Secretary of State's office. And we are ready to go ahead and get this done.
Oh, I think I just heard him say that he was taking you right now back to the conference room.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let's go. So. Is it a? Hopefully, it's not too long of a walk. But you know, Barney, that, and if you don't know, Barney is actually the secretary. He's been speaking at all kinds of different events and letting people know where the process stands. And Barney, this has been a long process because it's unprecedented. Nobody in Nevada has ever recalled a governor before.
No, that's true. We are setting history today. This is the first time that a governor has ever been presented with a letter of intent to recall. So we have our president, Angela Blass, here. We have Leah Elliott. We have Deborah LeCue, and we have Kelly Harris,
Maxwell Harris,
and we also have Maxine Bradshaw here with us today.
And along with Barney Wadley.
And we also have our Douglas County lead, Ruth Montgomery, and Troy just came out and said it'll be just a minute and we'll be able to go in and create history.
You know, this is so important because it's more than just Nevada. Eyes from across the country are on what we're doing here because of the difficulty of this process.
Yes, I have received requests from as far away as Mississippi. So people as far as Mississippi are watching our efforts and getting involved. And I have a feeling that this is something that's going to spread from coast to coast.
Well, I hope this is something that we can deliver in its entirety to California to help them with their governor, Governor Newsom, because they've called and asked for the process as well. But every state is different.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the California effort is quite a bit different than what ours is. They have different rules. Of course, they have a lot more signatures to gather, too. So it is quite a bit different.
So what does it boil down to now for the signatures once you have the letter intent with the Secretary of State's office?
Okay, we will file our letter of intent today with the Secretary of State. We will start tomorrow morning collecting signatures, which will run for 90 consecutive days. And during those 90 days, we hope to get 250,000 signatures statewide.
And each county, because of the size, what you've discovered through this process is there's a different amount of people. It's not just broken up into 25,000 each county.
No, it depends on how many people voted during the 2018 midterm election. We have to get 25% statewide, and they kind of break it down by county. So once we reach that 250,000 number, then it has to be certified by the each county clerk and also by the Secretary of State. Once that is done, then it's a done deal. We have a recall.
And then we have to have an election.
Yes, and then it will go to a special election. They will be having candidates come out of the woodwork to throw their hat into the ring and go for being elected governor. Just like any other election.
Have you had any feedback from Democrats that you've talked with or Sisolak or Sisolak's office of believing that this could actually happen?
No, we haven't. Troy has just come out, so it looks like we're ready to go in.
Yay.
So, yeah, he's talking to Angela right now and giving her a copy of the petition. The letter of intent and giving her back a copy of the petition. So it looks like we're just about ready to rock and roll.
So what... How come this isn't just a something that you take in and you give to them and you leave? Why do they have to go through all this?
This is history making. This is something that the Secretary of State's office has never done before. And obviously, since we are a very grassroots organization, we didn't know what to expect. And so we are learning right alongside of the Secretary of State's office.
And what a learning process. That's actually been part of the holdup, because I know we talked about having the petition out in November, then December, then January, then February 8th, then it was pushed to this date.
So, yes. It's been pushed off. Our original date was going to be somewhere around June 15th, something like that. And then the more we got into it, the more we figured out, we don't know what we're doing. We're going to have to push this off a couple months until we figure it out. And it's been a learning process We originally wanted to do this in November and then December and January. And now, finally, the time has come. We're there.
It's here. You are there. So people can log on to 991fmtalk.com. You click on my schedule for the Monica J. Show, and it will take you onto my page, which has a link directly to Fight for Nevada. Fight F-O-R Nevada.com. And you will see right there at the top of the page, petition signing. You click on that, and it has the locations that have been designated so far in each county for the ability for you to sign the petition to recall Governor Sisolak. Now, Barney, am I looking at this correctly that I don't really see anything on here for Washoe County?
Washoe County has been a little bit of a tough area because we don't have a lot of businesses in Washoe County that are interested in actually collecting signatures for us.
So interesting. There are actually companies in Clark County that will do it, but not Washoe County.
Not Washoe County. Washoe County is kind of tough. We have John and Kelly up there in Washoe County, and they're having a little bit of a problem getting signing locations.
What about the media? Has the media been open to, you know, bring forth the whole initiative of what you've been doing?
No. We have had very, very little media input. From like the local TV stations and radio stations in the county, and newspapers. We haven't had, I don't think, one article in the newspaper about our mission.
Interesting. All right. Well, Barney, I'm going to let you participate in the process right now. You hang on the line and pay attention, but we'll be back to wrap up the coverage of the unprecedented event. So, Barney, stick around, and we'll be back on the Monica J. Show right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's your live and local FM talk show. Talk stations. Why? Because you deserve to have a voice, no matter how controversial the subject may be, no matter how much other people want to stay away from hard topics. We bring you the people of Nevada and their voice. Let's go back to Barney Wadley, who is with the team celebrating because it looks as though the letter of intent has been filed with the Secretary of State's office to recall Governor Sisolak. You can log on to 991fmtalk.com and go to my page and find the link for fightfornevada.com, where you can find the petition signing locations. Barney, are you still with me?
I am still with you. We have just created history in Nevada. The letter of intent has been submitted, and we are good to go with a recall.
Now, why do we have to wait until Saturday to start collecting signatures?
They give us one day to make sure that everything is proper and okay. So tomorrow morning, we are good to go at 12:01 a.m.
So is there any media there with you?
No, there is not one bit of media here. We have the two Secretary of State representatives and then our crew. So what I would really like to do is I'd like to put Angela on and have her say a little something real quick?
I'd love to speak with Angela. Angela Blass is the originator, the stir of the pot, who is a, not refugee, but a transplant from California, who moved to Nevada because she didn't want to deal with what California is putting their residents through. And when it started happening here in Nevada, she said, oh, no, 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 no. You're not going to California my Nevada. I just moved here to get away from that. So, Angela, what do you do for a living? I mean, did you just have the time to sit around and do this?
Absolutely not. I work full time. I bill out fuel, bulk fuel, which, by the way, our tax lines as of January 1st are starting to look like California's.
It's incredible the things that have been brought forward and the process that you've gone through to get to this point. So congratulations. I was speaking with Barney about if anybody was there with you in the form of media. Did the media know? Did you put any notices out, press releases, that this was going to be happening this morning?
I put out messages to every single news outlet I could find all across Nevada. So nobody's responded, but we do have ABC News out of New York who we are speaking with now. And we just videoed the submitting of the intent, and I'll edit, you know, I'll look through it first before I send it to her. But this is about to take off. Once one national news gets it, then everybody will be on it.
So tell me about Washoe County. They don't seem to be participating in this process. If you look on fightfornevada.com, say like in Elko, there are spas, there are fitness training centers, not just gun stores, but there are mom and pop businesses that have the recall petition at their business for people to come in and sign. But so far, Washoe County, you have nothing.
We need help with Washoe, obviously. Elko is pretty easy. It's the most conservative county in the whole entire state. So, you know, as soon as our sheriff jumped on board with the lawsuit at the commissioner's meeting, I spoke at that and made everybody aware. So left and right people are volunteering. So for all you Washoe people, please reach out to us. You can go to www.fightfornevada.com and email. We have our Facebook groups, Recall Governor Sisolak and Stand Up Nevada. We have basically private group chats with the volunteers. So we have volunteers. But one of the issues also is since this has never been done, a lot of government buildings are saying we cannot be there, but on video, I have it clarified that we can be there. They just are unsure of it. So
yeah,
that's another issue.
I've heard there was an issue with the DMV.
Yeah, but the Secretary of State will be reaching out to anybody who refuses us and clarifying it with them that they have to allow us there.
Perfect. And I've put this plea out for businesses in Washoe County, but correct me if I'm wrong. Even the gun stores, I mean, one of the main reasons that got the ball rolling was Governor Sisolak signing bills like AB 13, 153, 167, 217, 255, 291, 354. I mean, the list goes on and on, which are restricting your Second Amendment rights. There is no gun store in Washoe County that has signed on to have the petition at their location?
No, not that I am aware of. So if they are listening right now, this is going to help you. This is absolutely going to help your gun store. So please, anybody and everybody, if you are willing to be responsible for a petition, contact us. Because without people, this recall will not happen.
And people want locations to go into to sign it. So you might even, you know, boost your business. But I still find that hard to believe. I know that John, one of the organizers here, went into a family-owned gun store, and they said, no, it's too political. Like,
That's political. Well, politics aren't working. So if you'd like to change it, get involved.
Yeah. Yeah. Politics definitely aren't working, at least for all of Nevada. So, Angela, I have to thank you for the state as a whole, for doing what you're doing and taking on this immense, immense project that we've said it numerous times is unprecedented. So please keep in touch and know you always have a voice here on my show.
Monica, so much for your support. You've been with us since the beginning, and I cannot thank you enough. I absolutely
I can't thank you enough for actually following through and getting the job done. So get back to the party, get back to your team, the celebration, and I can't wait to hear from you again to hear how it's going. Angela Blass, originator of Fight for Nevada. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him at fightfornevada.com. Thanks, Angela. We're going to take a quick Fox News update and be back with you on the Monica Jay Show and hopefully get some people thinking about what's going on here in Washoe County on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. It's live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. And boy, do we have big news. But nobody seems to really care about it here in Northern Nevada. Very interesting. Very interesting. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do you trust the news media in Northern Nevada? And we're going to fix the poll question here in just a second. So, but you can still go on and answer it. Yes, I think that they're fair and balanced. No, they only tell you their opinion, not the facts. This is really disturbing. It's upsetting, actually. And the only people that you have to blame is yourself, because you don't hold the news media accountable. They follow the fluff stories, and they follow the stories that are, you know, yeah, a shooting, a fire. They're gonna go after that. But this has been going on for some time now. As you, maybe if you were with me in the last segment, Angela Blass had been talking about that, you know, we wanted to have the petition out back in June. But since the legislature decided to change the recall process, things had to be adjusted. Times had to be adjusted. Dates have to be adjusted. Petition has to be adjusted. But it's finally here. Through that whole time, wouldn't you think that some form of news media, whether it be paper or, I'm not really a news program. I'm an opinion program. That's why I'm allowed to do this. Have I had obstacles put in front of me? Yeah. I've had to hide bumper stickers. I've had to take things down. I get it. Not everybody has my opinion. But wouldn't you think that the recall, a serious effort of the recall of the governor of the state, would earn some sort of media recognition? I mean, some sort of even a blurb? No. Not in Northern Nevada. What about the businesses out there that want to participate? Now, if you want to participate in the recall of the governor who has done so many things, and people ask, "Well, what has he done? What has he done?" Well, you can ask yourself, what hasn't he done? Let me just run through a couple of things. Governor Sisolak signed bills AB 113, AB 153, 167, 217, 255, 291, 354, 437, 291, SB 55, SB 143, 261, and 411, which all go against your Second Amendment rights. Governor Sisolak has also passed illegal alien protection laws, AB 281, 376, and SB 538. There's the mileage study, air quotes there, bill for future taxes, AB 483. Tabled was AB 401, SB 135. Future state income tax, water meter laws, AB 30, 95, 163, 233. Sisolak also started a GoFundMe for the October 1st Las Vegas shooting victims. He promised to account for every single penny. And supposedly, $32 million is unaccounted for. The promise to teachers when he was campaigning was not kept. He lied to the mines that he's here for them. And then was heard in Carson City saying he was going to raise taxes on the mines. The man has attacked our sheriffs with the red flag sexual harassment bill directed towards them. And like the red flag gun laws, these both make you guilty, and then you have to prove your innocence. The governor has also voted to change the Nevada Constitution, Article 2, Section 9, the whole recall process, which was not voted on by the people. You cannot change the Nevada Constitution without a vote of the people. Now, since the whole start of this process, Fight for Nevada has received three different copies of the recall guide from the Secretary of State's office. And the final 2020 copy was just delivered, just put together. You think that even maybe that would be newsworthy? What the Secretary of State's office was going through. But not a peep. Because rather than protecting your rights, they would rather protect their resources and be able to get interviews. Because allegedly there has been intimidation. That's what Democrats do. Democrats try to shut people down, to intimidate people into submission. What do we see with the school districts? What do we see with law enforcement? people are intimidated into not speaking up. You can't go against the establishment. Well, Fight for Nevada is calling BS on that. So am I. That's why I have been with them from the very beginning. Why I have spoken at their rallies. If you don't stand up and fight for integrity, fight for honesty, fight for accountability, then what's the point? A group of 30 people can't do this on their own. As I rattled off there, it's not just the red flag laws. But thank goodness we at least have groups representing the NRA going out and getting people signed up to be National Rifle Association members. They have the petition. So if you go to the convention center this weekend, look for the NRA table. They have the petition to recall Governor Sisolak at the NRA table. Now, I am not quite sure. There are multiple events going on at the convention center. I am assuming, but you know what happens when you assume. I am assuming it's the car show. Because I know where there's a lot of people, the NRA table usually shows up. Because there is a massive attack on your Second Amendment rights. And so they're out there. Please look for them. DMV, state offices, guess what? You can't turn away the people that have the recall petition. Whether you like it or not, it is the law. Whether you agree with it or not, it is the law. It is a public entity, a public building. You cannot keep the public out or off the property. It boggles the mind that business owners, especially gun store owners, don't even want to fight for their own rights because it's too political. Remember that next time you want to buy a firearm here in Washoe County. Carson City has a lower sales tax rate. I know a number of great gun stores in Carson City that not only have the petitions for you to sign, but good deals as well. We'll be back after this. 884-9910. Do you think it's wrong to try to recall the governor? Or do you think businesses are wrong for not taking a stand? 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
Why is your participation suggested, not required? Well, because you're not going to hear this stuff on the local news. Because, well, They have their own agenda. And I guess you can say I have mine. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. And, well, seems as though the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority didn't update their calendar, so I was wrong. See what happens when I say you assume things? It's not the car show. It is the Crossroads of the West Gun Show. Crossroads of the West Gun Show going on at the Reno Sparks Convention Center tomorrow at the NRA table that they will have there. Tomorrow, if you go to the gun show, tomorrow and Sunday, they will have the recall petition for you to sign. And I just got great news that we need to update, actually, fightfornevada.com. You need to contact Angela Blass or Barney Wadley. Sparks Black Rifle on East Prater Way. Sparks Black Rifle has agreed to have the petition at their location. We have 90 days. 90 days to get this done. And I'm going to say 85 because, you know, we got to get signatures verified and all that good stuff and picked up. And they've taken responsibility, and you can go in and you can sign there. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kath this morning at 885-9910. Kath, you have a question about the petition?
Yeah. My senior center is ready to sign. A lot of us are. But we're not sure. When we go down there, we live in Douglas County, but our mailing addresses are in Carson City. So is it going to be that we can go and say, you know, where do we sign, and we're sure that it's going to get counted?
Where did you vote?
I voted in Douglas County, I think. I'm okay. Right on the border. I voted at the fire station on Jacks Valley Road.
Okay.
We all did.
So then you have to sign the petition that is for Douglas County.
Okay.
But there are a number of places like Battle Born Firearms and Ammunition. They have all of the petitions. They have every county almost. They've got like six or seven counties. So as long as you sign the Douglas County position or petition, you're good. It doesn't matter what location you sign it in. It just means that you have to sign the proper petition.
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep. So Battleborn Firearms is where?
They are over on Highway 50.
In Gardnerville? Okay.
No, they're in Reno. But let me pull up, because if you've got access to the internet, all you have to do is log on to Fight for Nevada. And Douglas County is actually very supportive of this. Very supportive.
Right.
So what you do is you click on petition signing, and you can scroll through the different counties, find your county. Like Douglas County, you can sign it at Nevada Trading, at Topaz Ranch. You can sign it at the Douglas County Community Center, Lampy Park, Douglas Judicial Building, Douglas County Library, Douglas County Community Senior Center, Fuji Park, and like I said, Battle Born. So
there's
a whole list of locations and times and dates.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome,
Kath. I appreciate everything
you're
doing. I'm so worried.
You know what? So many of us are, just obviously not the media. So, Kath, thanks for calling into the show today. I appreciate your time. 884-9910. No media coverage on this today. Makes you wonder why. There are other things going on. And we have to watch everything. Sometimes that's the excuse that the media gives you. Well, you know, more than just that is happening. We'll go into some more things that are happening around town, especially when it comes to the school district. But if you want to volunteer, if you want to participate, then please log on to fightfornevada.com. If it fails, it fails. And we take them on in 2020. But you know what? At least we exercised our rights and we fought back. Is it just going to be the rurals fighting back? Or if you're serious about turning Washoe County red, you might want to think about that. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm here with you.